the stream will come through and kind of cut a big kind of place in the land. What, do y'all have that here?
No, they,
they
build a, what they call it? Terraces, you know, to run that off, to keep them washing gullies. It'll wash gully, you know. And we have no more gullies like we used to have.
Really?
When I was a child, we used to play in gullies, great big things, and have the biggest time. But we don't have gullies like that because we've got pines and planted the pine in the gully, and that filled the gully up.
Pretty smart. Well, now a little place in the road you might come to that had a, you know, you couldn't get through it, or it was real, the water, you'd say the water had washed a place out in the road, you call that a?
Road, I reckon. Wouldn't call it a ditch because it wouldn't be that big. Just wash the road out. Sometimes it does run across a road and wash out a ditch across the road, but very seldom.
Now, Ms. Wheeler, what do folks call that kind of a small stream of water in here, or something like that?
Well, a river.
A small
just
thing
a small
water.
Stream of river would be a...
Well, a small thing of water. You know, just running.
Oh, no, I don't know what you call it. We don't have any. Not a small stream. A running.
Yeah. Well, something below a river, you might say. What would you call those? Say a place where, you know, two parts came together into a...
Fork, a river, fork of a river.
I see.
That's like a little boy's here. And I said, son, what is it that has a mouth and a fork and doesn't eat? He said, I can't tell you. And I said, what do you think? And he said, I can't think. I said, well, it's a river. They have a mouth and a fork, you know, but they don't eat. The mouth of the river or the fork of the river, you know. But it springs out. Call that a fork.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Would you ever see a place where water would just be standing, you know, that sort of thing? Wouldn't move very fast, just kind of be sluggish or something like that. Maybe something a man had cut, you know, man had cut in the... to get water out of somewhere.
Oh, well, they dig canals. There's a big canal right up here.
Really?
What's north that? Of town. North of Hernando. You know, the ground was kind of level along there, and you crossed a bridge. Well, now that was a canal across there. Oh, it's a great big, deeper than this house, I think.
Really?
It's washed out. That was a canal. And they have canals all around to drain the land, if it does have to be drained. It gets close enough to where they, and they cut them out and call them canals. But they terrace the land, you know, and that runs off into this canal.
Does that canal have a name, or?
Well, of course, we just named it like Banks's Canal, like went through Banks's land, or whose ever land it went through, that's the canal it was.
Yeah.
It carries the water off.
Now, you said you had hills here. You got anything higher than hills around here?
No.
Something higher than a hill, they'd call that a what?
Mountain.
Yeah. You ever seen the thing, you know, a kind of rocky part of a mountain that just drops off real sharp? What would people call that?
Cliff. You know. Now they have a world of that in Hot Springs. Lots of cliffs and mountains. And you go over the mountain. Hot Springs is down between a mountain.
Yes, ma'am.
And you get out and ride over the mountains.
Do you like mountains?
No. I don't like mountains. I don't like to climb them or come down either. Have to come down in second. Come down. They have drives all over them, over there.